Missouri Net News. I'm Elisa Nelson. A commission to examine the way things are handled at the University of Missouri system is being proposed by Columbia Senator Kurt Schaefer. State lawmakers are considering if a $7.6 million budget cut is an appropriate way to respond to university leaders' handling of recent turmoil at the Columbia campus.
I think this resolution gives us the ability to objectively step back and say, before we make those changes, which will have long-term implications on one of the greatest assets this state has, we want to be reasoned, we want to be calculated, we want facts, and we want recommendations from those that are experts.
The commission's work would include recommending changes to the university's rules and regulations, administrative and campus structures, and degree and diversity programs. A Senate committee will consider tomorrow Schaefer's proposal for an 8-member panel. Concerned student 1950 is demonstrating at the University of Missouri again today, and an Oscar-nominated director is reportedly on campus filming. IndieWire reports that director Spike Lee hopes to use some of the footage from a short documentary about the group's protests for his own ESPN 30 for 30 project about the football team's involvement in campus protests last fall. Players boycotted football-related activities until then-President Tim Wolf resigned. Bill Clinton will be in Missouri tomorrow to campaign for Hillary Clinton's presidential run. He will travel to Kansas City and St. Louis for Get Out the Vote events. Ted Cruz has a scheduled Saturday visit to the St. Louis area, but notes those plans could change depending on funeral arrangements for former First Lady Nancy Reagan, who died over the weekend. The state legislature is closer to sending one of its ethics reform proposals to the governor. House and Senate members have reached a compromise between the two chambers' versions of a bill to bar lawmakers and elected officials from hiring one another as political consultants. Some Democrats raised a concern the bill doesn't bar them from being hired by the state's Republican or Democrat central committees. But bill sponsor Shamed Dogan says those are hypothetical concerns.
Talking about people being somehow employed by their state party committees, that was something we have not discussed at all, and I don't think that that's something that's realistic. I've not seen any examples of anyone doing that, whereas the main thrust of this legislation is from things that we've all seen and dealt with around the Capitol.
Other ethics proposals are going through a conference process, and the House and Senate appear to have greater differences on those. You are listening to Missouri Net News.